we end up Chesem at base, now learning the Tosfos in on the Sugya. Let us see the fourth Tosfos. Eidilma Manig Odev. Rabbi Yehuda heard from Shmuel, he did not know exactly what he heard. Perhaps he had heard in the case of Rochav Manig. So the Shaila was, is Rochav Odev the toughest boy, or Manig is Odev the Ozla Machmose? That was the Shaila. So Taisu says, Taima the Lifshait Mimas Nisim. If Abude is such a suffix, which is better? So the Tut Stodim, Manig is better, or Rochav is better. So Taisva says, the Lifshait Mimas Nisim, the Manig Kaine Bemokim Rochav. So Lachaire Taisva means to ask that none of them are better. They're both equal. So Lachaire, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Ayechod Rochav ve'echod Manig. So the din is that you say Achloiko. So we see they're equal. Virochov Ayri b'Manig b'Raglo. If we will say that the Rochov of our Mishnah is speaking about Manig b'Raglo, that means we will say as follows. The Shaila of Rabbi Yehuda was Rochov, that's not Manig b'Raglo. There was a Shaila which is better, Rochov better, Manig better. Now Tosfos brought a raya from our Mishnah that we see that Manig and Rochov are equal. They're both kaine. So v'i Rochov, that's a problem. So v'i Rochov ayri b'manig b'raglo. Perhaps we will say that our Mishnah is speaking about a Rochov that's manig b'raglo. So it seems, so let's see what do we see from that. If a Rochov that's manig b'raglo, they're equal. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Now we have a member of Shmuel that one is better than the other. So that will be speaking about a Rochov that's not manig b'raglo. That's what he was talking about. When a Rochov that's manig b'raglo, they're equal. There was a case that one was better. So a kolchoch, if you have, it's either Rochav is better or Manig is better, so zicha Manig will be better. If Manig b'mokim Rochav shemanig b'raglov is chelkim, so Manig b'mokim Rochav that is not Manig b'raglov, and if one is kainel, zicha has to be Manig. Kolshkin the manig on if some manig will be the one that's odd. The afilu b'mokim rochov manig b'raglov koni. Kolshkin b'mokim rochov l'chude. So Tosfos is asking, so why were we not poshet the shaila from our Mishnah? V'yesh loimal. So Tosfos answers. The min ha-mishneh ein lo ichiach dekoni manig b'mokim rochov. From our Mishnah, we cannot prove that manig is koine b'mokim rochov. There's a tzad that may be rochov odin. Da afilu loy koni mikri murzik. Afilu we will say that if you had two kinyonim, we have a kinyon Rochov and Manig. And we will say that Rochov is a better Kinyan than Manig. Avalpikin, we have no problems with our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is not speaking about Hilchis Kinyonim. Our Mishnah is speaking about Hilchis Toyin Venitin. That means our Mishnah is speaking about a different case in Gansen. Our Mishnah is speaking about that one is a Rochel, one is a Manik, and each one says Kula Shali. We're not speaking about that a Kinyan was done Rochel b'mokim Manik. The mina Mishnah in Lechich the Koni Manik b'mokim Rochel. The Afilu Loikoni, Afilu, we will say that Loikoni, Mikri Murzik, is called a Murzik. The Kivin, the Manik, Lechudei, Shaloi Bemokim Rochov, Koni, Mikri Murzik, Afilu Bemokim Rochov. So now, let us just get our bearings on what Taisvis is telling us. Taisvis learns Pshat and the Sugya. There's Murzik, there's Kinyan. In Hilchis Kinyonim, there is such a concept that if two people simultaneously are making two different Maisa Kinyonim, and one is better than the other, so could be the one that is better than the other will be Kinyan. And that was the Shaila. Rochav b'moke manik, which is better, manik is ozla machmosei, rochav estofes b'meiseira, that was a shaila in Hilchis Kinyon. In Hilchis Murzik, now Murzik is a different sugyan gansa. Murzik is a shaila that two people come to Bezden, zayim akulashli, he has a teiras murzik and the chayfetz, so he has a din of shnayim oichzim, he's a murzik and he's a murzik, and there's a din of yachloiko. So Taisvah says, if one is a manik, even though if the kinyonim would be done simultaneously, could very well be that rochel would be kaine, but since in hilchis murzik, since manik is a maise kinyon, since Rochav alone is a Maise Kinyan, so it is irrelevant if both were done together, could be one Kinyan is Olim, in Hilchis Murzik, as long as one is doing a Maise Kinyan, he gets a Teiras Murzik on the Chayfetz, and it has a Din of Shnei Murzokim, which we pass in Yachleiku. That's what Taisva says. The min ha-mishnah ein lo'i chiyach de koni manik v'mokim rochel. From the Mishnah you cannot prove the koni manik v'mokim rochel. The afilu lo'i koni. Afilu, it is not koin. Afilu, I will say that rochiv is a kinyan olim. Mikri murzik. The manik is a murzik. The kivin, the manik, lechudei sheloi b'mokim rochev koni, if manik is a maise kinyim, mikri murzik, afilu b'mokim rochev. In Hilchis Murzik, as long as I'm doing a maise kinyim, I have a teiras murzik. Even though in kinyonim, if two kinyonim were done simultaneously, there could be the loche is that the kinyin ha'olam will be kind. Umikol mokim. So now Taisvis told us a Yesod, that even though in this case perhaps Manig would not be Koine, but since Manig is a Maisekinin, he's called a Mux. In Mikombokim Lekamon Mechiach Shaper Mi Masnisin De Rochov Lechudei Koni Meacher Shekori Mursik. But the Gemara proves that Rochov Al Koponim is a Maisekinin. Di afilu lechudei loikoni, if Rochov is not a maise kinyin, svaruhu afilu murzik nami loyhabi. So that means if one is making a maise kinyin, and one is not making a maise kinyin,
So then that's not called Shnayim Moichzim, it's not called Shnayim Murzokim. Then it is considered like one is a Murzik and the other is Misrach Sorich. One, he doesn't get a Teiris Murzik. So that's what Teisvis is saying. So if it says in the Mishnah that Echod Rochov, Echod Manig, Yiseyach Loiko, so we see that Rochov is a Maisek Inye. We don't see if both, it's Melus, both of them have a Teiris Murzik. V'chein lo'el. Now Teisvis goes back to Davches Amedalek. Now Teisvis wants to prove this Yesod that Hilchis Kinyonim and Hilchis Muchzik do not have the same guidelines. The comma. So Teisvis brings the Gemara before. The Gemara had a pilpul. If a magbiya metziah lechaveiroi kon lechaveiroi. Is this such a concept? The Gemara wanted to prove it. It says, Shnayim oichsim betalis. So it says, Yachloiko. Now by Shnayim oichsim betalis, the Gemara says, there's a problem in Hilchis Kinyan Hagbo, that if two people are holding it, so whatever Reuven is holding is kimonachas lagabi karka lagabi Shimon. Whatever Shimon is holding is kimonachas lagabi karka lagabi Reuven. So l'chayre, none of them should be kaine unless there's a new concept of magbi mitzi lechaveire kome chaveire. Reuven hagbo helps for Shimon. Shimon's hagbo helps for Reuven. Fine, that was the sugi. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from our Mishnah. So the Gemara said, "Oh, what's the raya from the Mishnah? Shnayim oichzim betalis." You say Yachloiko. Now, how is it Yachloiko? No one made a complete Hagbo. Zaraye, the Magbi Mitzil Lechaveri Kon Lechaveri. So the Gemara was Matcha. Shuldik, the Mishnah isn't speaking about, they both picked it up together. The Mishnah, now they're holding it together, but the Mishnah is speaking about it. Each one says, I picked it up myself. That's how the Mishnah is speaking about. So let's see Natois. V'chein le'el. The comma, the Gemara wanted to prove there's a concept of a magbi mitzi lechaveri kon lechaveri. So the Gemara says, from where are you going to prove it? Ileim moho shnayim oichzim hayom kulei agbate. So the Gemara says, there's no raya that a magbi mitzi lechaveri kon lechaveri because each one says that I picked up the whole thing. Avo shnayim sheigviyu loikonim. That's what the Gemara wants to say. It's not right from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about that each one says, I picked it up myself. But if both would pick up together, none of them would be kind. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So if when both are holding it together, none of them are kaine, so why do you say yachloiko? Why are they called murzokim? In the matzev that they're coming b'fnei bezin, none of them could be koine. So Taisa says, "Hosam nami." You see the same yisoid. Avol gav the chamoy sheheim shneim tvusim. The way they come to bezin, both are holding it. Loikonu. That means if it would have been lifted up in this oifen, no one would be koine. Mikrei murzik, given the mhoya. Magbia lechude ilu loyhoya chaveire tovus betzade sheini hoya koine lekach ikri murzik afilu im chaveire. So Taisvis says, and lechayre Taisvis is speaking about as follows. Lechayre Taisvis is speaking about a talis kotzer. That means we hear different mahalchim. Lechayre Taisvis holds like the Rash, but speaking about a talis kotzer. A talis kotzer, which means as follows. Theoretically, Reuben and Shimon are holding a talis kotzer. Now, if Reuben would let go, it's mugba mitzad Shimon. If Shimon would let go, it's mugba mitzad Reuben. But Basher Usham, it's Reuben, it is not called mugba mitzad Reuben because Shimon is also magbi. It's not called mugba mitzad Shimon because Reuben is magbi. So, Nilchus Kinyonim, there's a chesorin in Hagbo. So Taisvah says, that's true, in Hilchus Kinyonim Take, if both would have picked it up together, none of them would have been koine. Afal pi kein, each one mitzad atzmai is considered a muzik, because be'etzem each one is holding the talis. The other one is also holding. And hilchis kinyonim, the other one's holding shters my kinyon. Because it's not called mugbe mikoichoi. But in hilchis muzik, that what I'm holding it, I'm called a muzik. He's also holding it. She's also called a muzik. So Taisvah says the same yesod, that we don't have the same guidelines l'gabi hilchis muzik and hilchis kinyonim. Hilchis kinyonim, if both would occur together, so could be there are problems, could be one is better than the other, lochem is other, manig is other, milochem. But hilchis muzik, if each one mitzad atzmoy is doing a pule, which mitzad atzmoy is a maise kinyon that gives him a teiris muzik, and who adin? So Taisus says the same thing by Hishnaim Shekbiyutal. Period. Okay. Now, finished. Now, we have a Shaila, again, an Argemara. Taisus just took care of our Mishnah. The Mishnah that says, Echad Rochav, Echad Manik, that's speaking about Hilchus Murzokim, that's why you say Echloiku, and Hilchus Kinyonim, I can't be Machia, if Rochav is koine, if Manig is koine, if it was Babasachas. But Al-Kaponim, since in each one mitzadatma is a maise kinyin, he gets a teiris muzik. Now, Taisus had a moiridike kasha. Let us learn the whole Mishnah. We have a Mishnah with many bovis. The Mishnah ends by saying, Bizman sheheim moidim, chelkim b'loi shvua. Now, Bizman sheheim moidim, Taisus learned the Mishnah very early. We have to go through all the bovis of the Mishnah. And on all the bovis of the Mishnah says, Bizman sheheim moidim chelkim. Oh, all the bovis of the Mishnah, so let's go down. And one of the bovis of the Mishnah, hoye echad roiche v'echad manik. Bizman sheheim moidim chelkim. Ooh, wow. Now this is a problem. Because Bizman Shein Moide means that their Moide, he was a Rochav, he was a Manik, and it's Chelkim. So here we see clearly that this is a problem. The Gemara doesn't address this. It's a Shrekelich problem. That's a Mishnah, the Hayechid Rochav, Echad Manik, Chelkim. That's speaking a case of Toyim Venitin, he says, Animetzasi, he says, Animetz, fine, Taisa says, that's Murzik, Hilchas Murzik, Nilchas Kinyan, different guidelines. But Bizman Shein Moide means they're Moide that was done together. It's going on all the bovis of the Mishnah. So Shein Mishamayim. So this is a Murdike problem, which the Gemara doesn't address. Umiseifa ein loichiach de rochev amani konu shneim ze bemokim ze, diktoni moyu shneim moidim yachloiku, de ein shneim moidim shekach konu oisei biyachat ze berechive bze banhoge, o shneim banhoge oi bekinyin acher. Now we see something very interesting in Taisvis. Mitzadechot we see that Taisvis understood Bizman Shein Moidim is going on all the cases of the Mishnah and a Talis and on the Behemah also. The Taish doesn't say it's only going on Shnaim Eichzim Betalis. It's going on Behemah also. But it's not going on the case of the Mishnah Bechad Rocha, Bechad Manik. It's going on Shnaim Manigim or Bikin Yenacha. So Memele, so we have no raya that Rochav is koine b'mokei manik. Let us just see for 1 minute, Rabbi Kivega and Gilyan Ashas. Koshali, b'med amrine la'el omed alef, elo miseifo bizman shehen moidim, ushma mino amagbiye metziel lachaveiroi, Minolon dehin moidim koin agbiu metzio moidim shigbiu yachad benoichiach mized amagbiu metzio lachaveiroi kona chaveiroi dulme koya lechad roiche vechad manik de moidim shekono yachad boze נחייך מזה דרוכב במוקים מניק קונה. Now let me just explain for a minute, רבי קבגס קשה. The Gemara on the Avches Amad Aleph wanted to prove that המקביע מציע לחברי קונה חברן, we're trying to find above in the Mishnah that is proving this. Nietzsche bove the Gemara is matche, telling us different chedushim. So then the Gemara says, "Bizman shehim moidem chilkim." What's the chedush? Two people lifted up a talis, and the moidem they lifted up together is chilkim. Shkayach. So what is the Mishnah telling us? Oh, is a raya. Amagbiya metziel lechaveroi kon lechaveroi. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. So, because, or else what's the Chiddush? So Rabbi Kevega asks, I'll tell you, maybe Zman Shem Moedim is going on Echad Rochav Echad Manik, and is coming to tell us that Rochav is kind of a Moki Manik. How do you know? That's Icha, Zman Shem Moedim is telling us the Chiddush. So the Gemara said, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that both picked it up together. The Moedim, they picked it up together. We have a problem, take Menachas, that Rochav is kind of a Moki Manik. So he's asking really Akasha on the Gemara and the Abches, how did the Gemara Firois, I have a Raya Magbi Metzil Lechavet on a Chavet, maybe you don't have a Raya, maybe the Chiddush is Rochav is kind of a Moki Manik. That's Rabbi Kevega's Kasha. Now I'd just like to mention one Nekude for 2 minutes. We had, when we learned the Abches Omed Aleph, we had a Machloikis Rashi and the Ritve, by Shneim Reuchve, if two people are Reuchve or Gabi Behemet, do you need the concept of Magbiya Metziya Lechaveri Kon Lechaveri? Do you need such a concept? The Ritvi says, Shneim Reuchve, there's no problem. He's a Reuchve. There's no problem over there. So there, the whole concept of Magbiya Metziya Lechaveri Kon Lechaveri is not applicable by Shneim Reuchve because... What's the problem? By Hagbah, there's a problem. I'm not lifting up the whole thing. He's not lifting up the whole thing. They need a Magbiya Metziya Lechaveri. Shneim Reuchve, he's Reuchve, and he's Reuchve. There's no concept of Magbiya Metziya Lechaveri. We had a Rashi Vaistois, that by Shneim Reuchve, there's also a concept of Magbiya Metziya Lechaveri, Kon Lechaveri. And we explained then that Rashi held that if two people are making a Maisa Kinyan, one Maisa Kinyan is Menage the other Maisa Kinyan. There's a problem. Your Rechive shows you're a Baila, but he's also writing on it. So his Rechive is Megareya from your Maisa Kinyan. Your Maisa Kinyan is Megareya from his Maisa Kinyan. It'll only work if Magbi Metzir Chaberi Kon Chaberi. So we had a Machlekes Rashi and the Ritve. Rabbi Kevega, who asked this kasha l'chayre, is only going according to the Ritve. Because Rabbi Kevega asks, how did the Gemara know to prove Hamagbiya Metziya Lechaveri Kon Lechaveri? Maybe the Mishnah is speaking about Man Shem Moedim is going Echad Rochav Echad Manik, and it's coming to tell us a different chidush, that Rochav is kind of a Moki Manik. Now, according to Rashi, you have a Rochav and a Manik, you have the same problem. You have also one Kenyan is Menage, the other Kenyan. You have to come on to Magbiya Metziya Lechaveri, Kon Lechaveri. So the Gemara, the Moshe says, how do you know to learn two Chidushim? Learn one Chidush speaking about Bizman Shem Moedim is going on Shnaim Shekbiu, and the Chidush is the Magbiya Metziya Lechaveri, Kon Lechaveri. Not to say that it's going on Echad Rochav, Echad Manik, and I'm saying two Chidushim, one Chidushim Magbiya Metziya Lechaveri, and the second Chiddush that Rochav is kind of a Moki Manik. So according to Rashi, I think Rabbi Kveges Kasha is not Shver. Rabbi Kveges Kasha is only Shver according to the Ritva. Let us go further. Rochav Lechudei Loikoni. Rochav Lechudei Loikoni. So the Gemara said, if Rav Yehuda had heard from Shmuel that one is koine, one is not koine, and we do not know which one is koine, which one is not koine, so kochach rochav lechudei loikoni, because manig, everyone holds manig is koine. Rochav lechudei loikoni. Nire, so Taisve says, the Rav Yehuda hoya mesupik im shoma mishmul v'rochav lechudei manig lechudei. Rav Yehuda did not remember what he heard from Shmuel. Was Shmuel speaking about a case of Rochav Lechudei or Manig Lechudei? And if that's what he heard from Shmuel, Va'oz Poshet Laisa, then he knows clearly what Shmuel said. The Rochav who the Loikoni, that's Poshet, because Manig is Icha Maisekin. Oy, im Shmielei Berochav Manig Manig, B'mokim Manig, maybe he heard Shmuel was speaking about Rochav v'mokim manig, one is koine. V'oz mesavkele, if that's what Shmuel was speaking about, so he doesn't know what Shmuel had said. Haiminayu kodim. That was the suffix of Rav Yehuda. He didn't remember what case Shmuel was speaking about. Rochav l'chudei or Rochav v'mokim manig, and that's why he had a dilemma. The Eloi mesavkele, Elo shama mishmul berocha v'moki manik, but he remembered clear that Shmuel was zicha speaking about rocha v'moki manik v'suloi. Im kain, if that's what Shmuel was speaking about, svira leil Shmuel the rocha v'lechudei kone. That means if Shmuel was speaking about rocha v'moki manik, which one is better? So then we see Shmuel zicha hold that Rochav is also a Maisekin. In the Shaul's Rochav a Mokimani. V'hash the poshet Rav Yehuda dafulu lechudei leikone. And Rav Yehuda wanted to be poshet from a member from Shmuel, that since Shmuel said that Yoishev is not safe against our boyim, so therefore we see that Shmuel's Rochav isn't koine. So if Rav Yehuda heard from Shmuel that she was Rochav b'Mokimanik, so Shmuel zichal to Rochav l'chudei is koine. So al kochoch, you have to say that Shmuel, Rav Yehuda was mesupik, what he heard from Shmuel, what case Shmuel was speaking about, Rochav b'Mokimanik or Rochav shulei b'Mokimanik. Now, the Gemara, let us just refresh your memory, the Gemara Esra Kashe from the Sefer. The Sefer says, Ayechad Rochav ve'echad manik. Says, Echad Rochav ve'echad manik. So, we see that, we'll see what it says. So, the Gemara says, it's speaking about manik beraglo. So, the Gemara says, so, I know manik. So Mor says, no, I would think that even though both are manhigim, but since the Rochev, I would think the Rochev is Odev, the manik v'tovis bo k'mash melom. Zuk Taisvis, mao de teima Rochev Odev, the havamin of the Gemara. I would think that Rochev is Odev, perish ches kosei Odev. Again, Taisus Lushitosei, Taisus learns our Mishnah is not speaking about two people made a Maisek Inyan together. Our Mishnah is speaking about Hilchis Toyin Benitin, that two people are coming in front of Bezdin, one is a Rochav, one is a Manig, and he says, I was kind of first, and this one grabbed away from me, and the other one says the exact opposite. So, that's what the Mishnah is speaking about, and it's speaking about that both are manhigim, one is a manig beraglo, and one is a stamazay a manig, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is, ma'al de teima rochev odiv, perish cheskosei odiv. he's a bigger muchzik. V'yevatel es cheskas hamanik. And therefore, I would think that he's, since both of them are making a maisa kinyan, which makes them muchzokim, the rochev is a manik beragmo. The manik is a manik. So both of them are mahiki. And the rochev is also a tofes b'meiseich. So I would think that that makes him a bigger muzik. Kamash melon, the shneyem muzokim v'yachleikum. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Avol ein leforish. Mahu de teime de rochev odif v'yevatel es kinyan hamanik. I would think that rochev es odif means legabi kinyonim. V'yevatel es kinyan hamanik, kamash melon de shneim konu. So Taisa says that you can't say. Kidefrishis la'el. That filu lehavi koni b'mokim rochov mikri muhze kim de marnik l'chude koni. The sugya is not speaking about kinyonim. In ilchis kinyonim, I that means the sugya is speaking about ilchis muzik. So not that have a hava mina that manik wouldn't be koine because a rochev is a manik beraglov and a tofes b'meiseda. Because since manik alone is a maise kinyan, gives him a teres muzik. But hava mina would be that he's a bigger muzik. Ve'im taima. Le'el ki porich hashta yoishev koni rochov mi boy. The Gemara wanted to clear a shayla, who is our Mishnah going according to? If the Mishnah is going according to a meyer, so why does it have to say echad rochov echad manik? Hashta yoishev koni rochov mi boy lishani. Let him answer the Kamash Malon, the Loi Mevatel, Cheskas, Rochuv, the Tofes Bo, Bo Ozlamach Mosoi, as Cheskas Amanik. The Gemara held the Mishnah cannot be going according to Rameya, because according to Rameya, why does it have to tell us, Amadach, Ayoyshe Beskoni, Amadach Ibis Arochuv? So Taisva says, fine, but it can be going according to Rameya. According to Rameya, so every rochuv yevan ozlo machmosoi mitzad yeshibosoi. And it's a tofes b'meiseiro. So memele, so I would think in Hilchis Murzik, just like I say now when the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbono, in Hilchis Murzik I would have a havamine. That the manik beraglov that is a tofes b'meiseir is a bigger muzik. So let us say it's going according to Rameya, and I would think that the rochav is a bigger muzik because it has two milos. It's ozlo machmosei machmas the yeshiva, and it's tofes b'meiseir. So I would think that's a bigger muzik than the manik. Ve'shloimer den tzoich lashmi'enu. That I do not need a Mishnah. The Pshite, the Rochel, Lechudei, V'loi Manik Beraglov, if you have a Rochel, which is an Oslo Machmosei Ma'at, which is Achshivis according to Rameya, and he's a Tophis B'meiseiro, and Afilu you'll say in Hilchis Kinyonim, this is a better Kinyon, but leichoshiv levatel es cheskas hamanik. This will not be mevatel cheskas hamanik. Di mishum de tofes bo manik nami ozlo machmosei tvei mirochel. When you're coming to hilchis murzik, so as long as he's doing a maise hakinyan, the manik is doing a maise kinyan. So even though together could be Rochov is more choshuv than Manik, but he wouldn't be considered a bigger muzik. Avol hashto, the Mayri b'manig b'raglo. Now, the Gemara said, according to the Rabbon, it's speaking about a manig b'raglo. So it's not two different kinyonim. The Rochov is doing exactly what the manig is doing, plus, he stops from his seira. The chiv in the chol mashe yesh b'manig yesh b'rochov. Ve'oi de tovis bo yivatel es cheskes ha-manig kamash melon. That it is not mevatel. Both are called murzokim shomet. Lafim ha-idokim nahashte b'manig b'raglov osi kerabona b'choshken kerameya. And that is the chiddush in hilchis murzik, that even though the rochov is doing exactly what the manig is doing, plus he's a toughest b'meizero, afal pikein, he's not a bigger mursik. Now, let us go further in Taisvis. Moishech u'manig in avol rochov loy. When we learned Rashi, we said over Rashi in a different mahalach in the whole Gemara, but now we are learning Taisvis. And let us just refresh our memory. The Baraisa said, Shnaim shoyu moishchin begomol umanhigin bechamoyl. Oy shoyu echod moishech ve'echod manik. So, if you learn Poshe Pshat, let us forget about how we learn Pshat and Rashi. If you learn Poshe Pshat, so the Baraisa is saying as follows. The two people were moishech begomol umanhig bechamoyl, which is Ulchei, which is not Ulchei, there was an Ulchei and not Ulchei. The Midas Oiskono, fine. And Rabbi Yehuda says, not Ulchei is not Koyin. And the Gemara all of a sudden wanted to say that, it says, Echad Moshech Be'echad Manik, but Rochov is not Koyin. So Tosfos had a big problem. Where do you see from this that Rochel is not Koine? That's Taisvus Kash. Teime, Minole, where do you see, the Tanakame says, two Uche de Kikinyonim are Koine. If one Uche and one not Uche, it's also Koine. Gewaldig. Then the Gemara, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, not Uche is not Koine. No, and the Gemara sees from the Tanakame that Rochel is not Koine. But Taisvis, Taime, Minole, where do you see that Rochav is not Koime? Duma Kolshken Rochav the Tophis Beime. Rochav could be a Zicha Koime. Ve'im Ishum de Shairo, he's not talking about Rochav. Oto Bechol Duchti Tone Kulu Kinyonim, you have to speak about all Kinyonim. The Tanna is speaking about Urchidikin Kinyonim, Lav Urchidikin Kinyonim. Rochov is an Urchidikin Kinyon, people write on Gemalim, people write on Chamoyrim. So finished! So where did the Gemara see that, the Tanna comes to be Mamayit, that Rochov is not Koinet. The Yeshloima, so Taisvah says, the Mimishne Yeseire Kodai. There's a big problem in the layout of the Mishnah. First, the Tanna says both were Moshech Begomel, which is both Ulchei. Both were Manig Bechamoyer, which is both Ulchei. Then he says, Apula Echad Moshech Ve'echad, Shechad Echad Moshech Ve'echad Manig, which is not Ulchei. Why did he have to make such a layout? The Mishnah Yisera Kadayik, the Lerbinu Velisnino. Why to say two cases of Ulchei, then say a case one Ulchei, one not Ulchei? Say in the first above everything. The Mishnah Yisera Kadayik, the Lerbinu Velisnino. Shnaim Shayim Moishchen Oiman Higin Bein Begobo Bein Bechamel. Besulai, if all he wants to tell us is that Bein Ulchei and Bein Lav Ulchei is Koine, so finish, so say that. Why do you first say a whole Bava Ulchei is Koine? Then you say a new Bava, that Lav Ulchei is also Koine. Make it in one Bava, Ulchei and Lav Ulchei is Koine. It's Midik Toni Belishne Yisere. See, he's not coming to tell us that Lav Ulchei is Koine. To tell us Lav Ulchei is Koine, he could have done it in one bava. Shmamino. So this, the way the layout of the Baraisa was set up, that first he says, Uche is koine. And then he says, Lav Uche is koine. He did not make it in a more concise manner. So that's, so the safe is coming to tell us, Lav Uche is koine, Aloche is not koine. Shmamino, the Lamute, Aloche, Bosi. Vahainu, the Polish Bosser Hoche, Vilarabino, Vilisnino. Because the Gemara says, no, maybe it's coming to tell us, Lav Uche, is koine, not to be my trochim. So the Gemara says, I bezoi so say it in a precise manner. Vim taima, praktoisus, lo'oilom minole lemu'utei rochim. How do you know that it's coming to tell us that rochim is not koine? Dilma hodolei avinu, kde lashminen v'mishicha uche begomol v'anhoge b'chamel. That means, first he wants to tell us what the Uche is. So now I know what the Uche is. If he would tell us, I don't know anything. I know everything is Uche. So, first he tells us, no, the Uche is Meshichim Begomel and Anhoge Bechamel. That's the Uche. That's number one. If he tells me what the Uche is, now he's going to tell us if you have an uche and a lav uche together, both of them are koine. So for Kelty, I needed such a layout to appreciate the chiddush, what he's telling us. That's the Isvus Kasha. Vim taima, loy la minolen lumute roch, dil mahod loy avinu, kedei lashminon, de mishiche uche begomel van hoge bechamoyer. So after I know that Mashiach is Uche Begomel and Hanog is Uche Bechamer, then he says, "Afal Pikein, if you have an Uche and a Lav Uche, you also can." Uche Echad Moshe Bechad Manik Begomel, I'm a battle Mashiach do Uche Begomel as Hanog is a Lav Uche. V'chein Bechamer Ribchem. That means the whole raya was from the layout, how the Tana wrote the Mishnah. The layout is beautiful to appreciate what the chiddush of the Tana. If the Tana would tell us that everything is koine, Mishich and Anhog is koine, Begamel Bachamers, I wouldn't know anything. I wouldn't know one is Uche and one is Labuch. I just know all kinyonim are koine. So first he told us what the Uche Dike Kinyonim are. And then he tells us, Amir Dike Chiddush, that a Uche and a Lav Uche is also kind. V'yesh Loima, Kivin Sheyashmi Einu, Shemeshiche Van Hoge Shneyem Konu, V'gomel Ubechamoyer. If he would just tell me that both are koine, that they are both a Maise Kinyan, he wouldn't tell me the Lomdus and Zulche Lavo, he just tell me that Koine, Pshite She'ein Echot Mevatel Chaveiroi Mishum Dahai Ulche Vahai Lav Ulche. So Taisvis seems to be saying as follows. That means, if it is a Maise Kinyan, and the Lav Ulche is not Megarei of the Maise Kinyan, so there's no svore that if both were done together, that the Ulche should be koined, Lav Ulche should not be koined. That means the only svore that we have in our sugya, that the Rochav Mokimanig is because in the Maise Kinyan there's more, there's a Tofes B'Meseire, there's an Oslo Machmose. There's more in the Maise Kinyan. But if this Maise Kinyan is koine, even though it's Lav Uche, so there's no svore that one should be better than the other. Aval b'masnis in mashmini shaper, shei mavatel rochov umanig beraglov, es manig lechude, lefi sheyesh berochov kol ma sheyesh bemanig, v'oid de tofes bo. Now, Ledavoini, I don't understand It says, Tais, which just says, Ulche in love, Ulche, is not a sforin that one should be mavato the other. So Tais says, a problem, our Mishnah does tell us that there were two manhigim, and one was manhig beraglam, Tavis b'meseira. I would think that the Tavis b'meseira is better. So Tais says, because there it's different, because there, whatever one has, the other has also plus. Now, the way Taisvah said before, our Taisvah said before, the whole Cheshbon is only Negeya Hilchis Muzik, not Hilchis Kinyonim. So they don't understand the problem of Taisvah. Ihachi Lirvinu Velisninu. Lirvinu Velisninu. So the Gemara said, if you'll tell me that the Tanakama holds that both are koine, so why didn't he mix them up together? So Mo wanted to prove that the Levina was saying, Lefimai the Salke Daitoch, the Roch of Koni. Now, before the Kashi, he's telling him, Lefimai de Salke Daitach, according to the Havamin of the Duma, before he asks on him, so it's not coming to be Mamayit Rochav, Rochav is Koine. It's not coming to be Mamayit Lavuchi, Lavuchi is also Koine. So what's Bemide Zukone? There's a me in some place. Lefimai de Salke Daitach, the Rochav Koni. Umishicha van hoge ben begomo ben bechamer is also koinem. So what's bemide zukone osse lemute? What is that coming to be mamayit? So Taisvi says, osse lemute shum kinyin acher. It's coming to be mamayit shum kinyin acher. Now here I think the Chochmas Manoyach says that Rochel B'Mokim Manik means Rochel B'Raglov. Maybe that's chat in the previous Taisvah that is coming to tell us in Hilchis Kinyonim that one is better than the other. They're both are not Koine. B'Midazu, both are Koine. Rochav Mokimanig means a Rochav Manig Beragla Mokimanig alone, then could be the Manig won't be kind. Ihochi Hainu Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asked, if you will tell me that he's coming to tell us that Oishayechad Moshech Veechad Manik is telling me that only Mashiach is Kaina Pagamu, and only that he's coming to tell us that the Moshech Kasha what the Bemida Zu is coming to tell us. It's going on Ike the Moshech Mesef Bemida Zu Kona Bemida Zu Lamutai Mai. So the Moshech says Lamutai Ifchet. Gemara says Lamuta Ifchet, it's coming to be Mamayit, not to be Mayit Rochov, to be Mayit Ifchet. So the Gemara says, Ihochi Haini Rabbi Yude. Aber Motzi Lakshuye Migufa, Diktoni Shechad Moshe Lechad Mani, Shmaminot Bechad Tzad Koni. So Taisvi says, if the Gemara wanted the same Yute Ifchet, so what do you do with the Ayechad Moshe Vechad Mani? Now, we hear there a new Baraisa. The Baraisa was, just to refresh our memory, the Baraisa said as follows, Echad Rochuv Chamer, Ve'echad Tofes B'Meseira, one person is riding a Chamer, Ve'echad Tofes B'Meseira, one is holding the Meseira, so it says, Zekona Chamer, Bezekona Meseira. So the Baraisa says that the Roichev and the Chamoir is going to the Chamoir, Tovus Meseiris, Koine de Meseiris. So the Gemara says, Shema Mina Rochav Koni, Oop, we see Rochav is Koni. So the Gemara says, no, Ochinami Bemanig Beragva. But speaking of Bemanig Beragva. So the Gemara says, ooh, if it's speaking about Manig Beraglo, Ihochi Nikni Nami Rochov B'Meisera. So let the Rochov be kind of the Meisera. Now there's an Ihochi over here. When we learned Rashi, we mentioned the Ripa says Rashi wasn't Geiris Ihochi. But Al Kaponim will see Taisvus was Geiris Ihochi. And now we have to understand what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. Now Rashi had a Mahalach in the Gemara's Kasha. When we learned Rashi, we said Pshat Rashi, according to the Rashba, the Gemara never meant he should be kind of the Meiseir and only meant the Beifagi and should be kind of Tach Shita. That was Rashi Shita. And there was a misunderstanding between the Makshin and the Tarzan. Fine. But let us, now we are learning Taisvis. Now, when we're learning Taisvis, it says as follows. It says, one was a Rochu, and one was Taifis B'Meseir. Zekon HaChamer, B'Zekon HaMeseir. Right? So everything is good. So Gemara says, Shmami, no, Rochu B'Koni. Right? So Gemara, no, it's not talking about Rochu, it's Manik B'Raglo. Now, all of a sudden, the Gemara says, Rochu, ooh, if it's Manik B'Raglo, Nikni Nami Rochu B'Meseir. But the Rochav be kind of the Meseir. That means if Rochav is kind, I have no problems. If Rochav is not kind, not Manik Beraglov, Nikni be Meseir. The Moshe Jevaitak is a Konechame Bechatzim Meseir, is a Konechatzim Meseir. Now let us see Taisvis. Benikna Nami Rochav be Meseir. Igar Sinin Ihochi. Hochi Perush. This is Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. Now, before we learn this Taisvis, I would just like to mention the lotion of Taisvis is very difficult. I'm going to learn it at Nachotavit Muchetzich of Taisvis. I'd like to say how the Chochmas Monoyach says Pshat in Taisvis. We should understand what Taisvis is saying. That means like this. If the Rochuv is not Manik Beraglo, I have no problems why he's not going to the Meseir. If the Rochuv is a Manik Beraglo, then I have a problem why isn't he going to the Meseir. I amrit bishloimek she'ein Manik Beraglo. If it's speaking about she'ein Manik Beraglo, V'rochav koni habeheime. Let's skip the three words. We'll come back to them soon. Osi, he's not manik beraglo. Osi shape. Then it's very good. The loy koni meseire. The bemetaltalim loy shayach kinyin shal meseire. We'll explain this also. Elag boi bemeshiche. Abli Mayri Bemanik Beraglov Liknami Meseiro Bemishika Sabahima Imrina Meshaich Bay Mizuk Nikalim Shaleo Koni Lakama Mi Boylon Ikoni Ilai Koni Lipshid Mahocha Delay Mahani. Now I'd like to say over what Pshat and Taisvis is, and then we'll go back in the Loshon of Taisvis. The Gemara and Avtes Omed Beis clears a shaila as follows. Mishoich behema liknois kalim she'olel. Now, let us just give a little hakdome. Kalim are nikne b'mishiche. That means, let's say I have a keli and a simte, and I schlep the keli, I'm kind of the keli. That's kalim are nikne b'mishiche. Let's say I have a behema and a simte, and I schlep the behema. The behema is also nikne b'mishiche. Right. A behem is nikta b'mishiche, a keli is nikta b'mishiche. But there's a tremendous difference between the mishicha of a behem and the mishicha of kelim. The mishicha of kelim, I pulled the kelim. That's the mishicha. The mishicha of a behem, he's not a dead weight and I pull him. No, that's not the case. The mishicha of behem is either I tug on him or I hit him, and he comes. So the tzad ashavish abahem is that sai by kalim, sai by behemah, I caused that it should move. By a keli, I caused it to move because I slept it. By a behem, I caused it should move because I hit it or I tugged it. I also caused it should move. But it is a different type of a meshicha. It's a different type of a meshicha. The Gemara declares a very interesting shayla. Mishaych behema liknes kelim she'olel. The Gemara declares a shayla. If a person wants to be makne a behema and kelim, but he says, but the behema was carrying the behema was carrying 5 pounds of kelim, so I don't mind to schlep the 5 pounds of kelim. Mishaych the behema, mishaych the behema. And by you being Moshech the behemoth is going to move, and through your pula, the kelim are also moving. The Gemara declares a shaila, is the meshicha of the behemoth sufficient for the kelim? It's a different type of a meshicha. I'm not moving the kelim. I cause the kelim should be moved to making the behemoth move. Is the meshicha of the behemoth enough of a meshicha to be kind of the kelim, yes or no? That's a shayla in the Gemara. Gemara is two tzadim. When we get to the sugya, we'll perhaps understand it a little better. But that is the shayla of the Gemara. So now let us just say, oisim veinik what Tosfos is saying over here. The Gemara, it said in the Baraisa as follows. Reuben was reichiv achamor. Shimon was holding the Meisail. Shimon was holding the Meisail. So the Gemara said, oh, Azarai Rochov is Koni. Shimon said, no. Speaking about that Roch is Manik Baraglov, that the Behem is moving. Shimon said, ooh, the Behem is moving. Let him be kind of the Meisail. So what's the connection? What's the ooh? So let's go backwards. If it's speaking about Manik Baraglov, so I made the Behem move. The minute I make the behema move, the moiseira, which is attached to the behema, is also moving. It's also moving. He's picking. I'm moving it. It's levitic with the moiseira. But I'm making a kinyan meshicha on the moiseira. He's making a kinyan hagbor on the moiseira. So the Gemara said, so let both be kind of the moiseira. Why isn't he kind of the moiseira? If you say that Rochuv is a Maisa Kinyan, so I sat down on the behemoth, I was kind of the behemoth. You did nothing with the Meisera. You didn't make a Maisa Kinyan. You made a Maisa Kinyan on the behemoth. Rochuv is a Maisa Kinyan on the behemoth. But there's no legitimate question to be asked, I should be kind of the Meisera. I made a Maisa Kinyan on the Meisera. I made a Maisa Kinyan on behemoth. Rochuv is a Maisa Kinyan on the behemoth. Why should I be kind of the Meisera? There's no kasha. He should be kind of the Meisera also. But if Rochov is Manik Beraglo, so you're telling me that he made the Behema go. The minute he makes the Behema go, he's making the Meisera also go. The Meisera is attached to the Behema. If the Behema is moving, the Meisera is also moving. So the Gemara is asking, so if you hold Meshaych behema kni kalim shaleo is a proper meshicha for the kalim, so he should be kind of the meseira also. Why is only the magbia kind of the meseira? That is pshat if you learn that it's manik beraglo. If it's not manik beraglo, so then I'll never ask a kash, he should be kind of the meseira. What kinyan did he make on the meseira? Made a kinyan on the behema, not on the meseira. That is what Tosfos is saying. Now, let us see in the Benik and Tosfos, we'll see that there's a few problems in the words of Tosfos, which the Chochmas Maneach, Baruch Hashem, solves. Let us just see Tosfos. Igarsinen ihochi, hochi perushi. If it's speaking about that it's not manik beraglo, v'rochiv koni behema mishum de tofes bo. Now this tofes bo is a sore thumb. What's that? His tofes bo. the other guy is holding the Messiah. So what's this toughest bo? So the Chochmas Manoach said, the Indian of toughest bo is labdak, you have to hold the Messiah. If toughest besaro, to guide the behemoth, that's equivalent to toughest b'meiseirah. That means the mile of toughest b'meiseirah, I have it in my hands, I have it in my control. If I'm holding the mane of the behemoth, it's also, it's in my control. So, but that's kinyirochel. He's not kind of the meiseirah. The metaltum loishayach kinyin, shall my seira, the metal, that what I'm kind of the behemoth by holding the my seira, or here I'm holding the hair of the behemoth, I can't be kind of the my seira with that. Ella bagbo ibe meshiche, avoli my ribe manik beraglo, liknenami my seira, be meshiche sa behemoth. So then I'm making a meshiche on the behemoth, and automatically the my seira is traveling along with the behemoth. Coney,